I love that Buck Swope.
Buck Swope's an interesting cat.
This is as creepy a guy as you'll ever encounter.
That's right, Buck Swope.
Buck Swope, who Doug really is not comfortable with Buck Swope.
Kind of a shutter spook.
Swope's one of the best in the business, for my money.
Buck Swope?
Buck Swope asked Doug his preference on shrubs.
Ah! I may sue Buck Swope.
Buck Swope is struck.
I'm pretty high on Swope. If we need an old audio clip, Swope's going to have it.
Why?
I don't know. I just know he does. The wonderful Buck Swope. You know Buck Swope?
Well, yeah. Seem to have kind of an issue with Buck Swope.
Right. It always goes back to Swope.
Buck Swope.
Buck Swope.
Buck Swope.
Buck Swope.
Buck Swope.
Mr. Buck T. Swope.
What's up, kids? You're listening to Swope's Picks, episode 24, Prod Joe's more popular MMF. A little later, we'll be joined by producer Joe himself. But right now, let's flash back to November 2012.
Well, get on with it, motherfucker.
Get on with it, motherfucker.
Well, get on with it, motherfucker.
This is exciting for us. You know, we've had some big names on the show. Last week, we had Dennis Hoff and Jocelyn James. But I don't know if we've had a more anticipated guest from our listeners than our guest here. Rondo, guitar dude. Here is what he said following Missouri's victory in four overtimes over his Tennessee Volunteers on Saturday.
We just lost to Missouri in four overtimes. We are now 0-6 in the SEC in our third year under Derek Dooley. And there are still people with damaged brain cells that think that he can coach and he should be given more time. How much more of this do we have to take? Get this motherfucker off the field. Get him off of the locker room. Derek Dooley, the car he drives, Barbara Dooley for giving birth to his abomination ass, the type of milk that he buys to pour on his little children's corn pops and sugar smacks, his hairstyles.
Yep. Oh. So you get the, Doug, you get the idea.
The hairstylist.
And joining us right now here on the ITDRoll.com morning after on 590 The Fan KFNS is Rondo. Rondo, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Is it fair to say that Rondo has been somewhat lucky with the ladies?
I think that would be a quite generous understatement.
Oh, an understatement. Wow.
Now, Joe, what do you want to this is our producer who you've been corresponding with over email, Rondo. Rondo's with us, a Tennessee Volunteer fan. We've been playing his videos. He is very passionate about his Vols. Go ahead, producer Joe.
Well, I'm a Georgia fan, and I've often questioned if I was put in the situation to be able to have a male-male-female threesome with my favorite Georgia quarterback, would I pick Quincy Carter? Would I pick Eric Zier? Maybe go back, take Buck Ballew. A lot of people would probably take Matthew Stafford. I was questioning if you could have a male-male threesome with any girl in a former Tennessee quarterback. Who are you lining up to high-five over top with?
Yeah, I mean, you got Peyton Manning. You got T. Martin. He won the national championship.
You got Heath Shuler?
Heath Shuler, yeah.
Yeah, well, guys, you know, that's an interesting question, but if Rondo was going to do that, it would just be with two female Tennessee cheerleaders, and that would be it. There would be no male threesome involving this guy.
Yeah, that's the correct answer right there.
The funny thing is, Joe's not done, Doug.
You got the opportunity to share a woman with, T. Martin, for instance, unless you're worried about not measuring up, maybe then you'll take Peyton.
You know, there's certain things I would share with T. Martin. For instance, a steak, possibly a pizza. Mm-hmm. A woman is not one of those.
Yeah.
Joe, that's a really questionable question, and I apologize, Rondo, for that.
It's always been close between Eric Zier and Quincy Carter, and I'd take Eric Zier.
Here is Rondo condemning this radio presentation.
Let me just cut to the chase. I was on a radio show this morning in St. Louis. This is the second one I've been on this year. InsideSTL.com. The show is the ITD Morning After.
You got that right there, buddy.
These guys are some dumb mother. But this radio station, even though the Bama radio stations were they were smart enough to leave me on for 40 minutes. Because I gave them some of the most views and most callers they've ever had.
It's true.
It's a great experience for everyone involved. They were smart enough to keep this hot YouTube sensation on their show and just let me bring them in. They even said I was possibly the most anticipated guest they've had on their show, this Missouri radio station did. They left me on for one segment. They actually had to ask me, did I think Missouri belonged in the SEC? Missouri belongs in the SEC like the socks belong in any drawer other than the top drawer. Enough said on Missouri.
Yep.
Someone even asked me, I think it was producer Joe, asked me if I could have a male-female threesome with any UT quarterback and female, who would it be? Joe, if I want a threesome, I will go down to the strip to Rumors or Whiskey Dicks or wherever the hell I want to go. Or I'll go to any of these sorority houses out here. I'll line the girls up like nice little chess pieces, all like ducks in a row. Mm-hmm. And I will say, you and you, come here. Let's get to it. If I really wanted a threesome, I'd do that. I would not need to share a woman with another man. They even tried to put T. Martin on me. Say, you wouldn't share T. Martin with a woman? I said, look, guys, there's a lot of things in this world that I'd share with T. Martin. For instance, the bill at Waffle House. A pizza. One thing that I would not split as a woman. Sorry. I've got videos with 180,000 views, guys. Come on. Let's not get into a measuring contest over video views now. And who knows? Maybe they'll wisen up one day and have me back on for longer than that. And then maybe, just maybe, they'll get some real listeners. These guys are some dumb mother...
I like it. He brought up some valid points, guys.
Yeah. It's time to look in the mirror.
I think so. And how T. Martin got drug into it, I feel bad for T.
Tom Maurice is his full name. Do you know that?
I didn't.
I don't feel bad for T. Martin. He'll be fine. I feel bad for us.
Guys, he wants to go to a place called Whiskey Dicks to set up a threesome. Maybe he only wants an MMM threesome. That's from the 314.
Well, he was asked about that, and he denies it.
Rondo definitely still has possession of his V card. It's from the 618. Joe, do you think that he still has possession of his V card?
No, I'm going to guess that he slept with a fatty there at Tennessee at some point.
Why would you guess that?
That's a serious charge to make.
I'm just, a question was asked. That was my response. My guess is he slept with a fatty down there in Knoxville.
Why would you have to be a fatty?
He said he could go down to Whiskey Dicks and point at two ladies and say, you, and let's go.
My guess is he slept with a fatty down there in Knoxville. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's had videos seen by 180,000 on YouTube. Well,
he's a big, big internet star.
Guys, I was at Whiskey Dick's last Friday night before the game. It's an absolute sausage fest. It's where all the dudes hang out. So I'm doubting this guy with the YouTube bedspread scored anything but a rump ranger. Thanks. It comes from Derek Dooley. Oh. Well, you could have a Dooley in him or kind of sideways.
Isn't that Derek Dooley?
Dooley.
Dooley.
When, you f***ing old bastard, get this motherfucker off the field.
I still like him. Still like him.
There's really a bar named Whiskey Dick's?
Guys, Doug is sexting Rondo. Thanks. It's from the 314. Would you have an MMF with Philip Fulmer? Doug, answer.
Oh, God. No. No. Philip Fulmer.
He won a national championship.
Well.
Guys, I'm a Tennessee alum, and I think the choice is clear. Heath Shuler. And if I could get Philip filmed in bed with me and Shuler, all my fantasies would come true. Fulmer's kind of gaining momentum right now.
He's not cute. How does this ever become a topic on this show?
Well, that's the problem. That's what happened. We had a wonderful interview.
Somebody actually just asked me, would I want to engage in a threesome with Philip Fulmer?
And what was your answer?
That question was actually asked of me.
It seems like you skirted the question a little bit.
Yeah, you haven't said yes or no.
No!
So yes.
How off the track does a show have to go before this question comes up? Would you like to have a threesome with Phil Fulmer? Oh my God. What am I doing with my life? How did it ever get to this point?
You think Joe will drop a MMF question on Theismann?
I don't think he's...
Please don't.
Doug, Phil Fulmer wants to go and get some cider. Are you down?
Ah, for heaven's sakes.
What about Ernie D?
I could have had donuts down in Lewisburg and cider.
As opposed to the more popular male-male female.
That's not the more popular one.
It is our pleasure right now to be joined by a friend of the show who we haven't heard from in a long time, the lovely and talented Caden Cross. Good morning, Caden.
What's up?
Producer Joe has a question.
Well, no, I think this would be a thrilling topic for her to be able to get into a way that a man can set up the opportunity for a male-male-female threesome. I do think that that it would be an unbelievable way to spend an evening with Caden talking about the perfect way to arrange an MMF.
Caden,
you know
your thoughts on that?
It
sounds completely serious.
My trainer used to be super into that. The guy I worked out with for a couple of years, and he was always getting in fights.
Now, what do you mean by that? Give me some
steroid
details.
Rage.
He was really into this BBG scenario, right?
Right. BBG is the same as MMF, Doug. Boy, boy, girl. I'm just trying to help you out with the codes.
But he wasn't, like, bringing the girl into the equation. He liked to, like, find a couple and be like, yo, what's up, dude? Let's do this together.
And guys would not respond positively to that.
Mostly he got punched. But he was a good guy. He could take it, and he punched back. But, you know, sometimes they were, and it happened. So I guess there's probably a better way.
So do you have any tips for a guy like Joe who is interested in a male-male-female threesome?
I think you should bring the girl to the equation. I think it's like swinger parties. You have to. It's like your ticket to get in.
So, Joe, does that help you there? You're kind of taking a risk of getting into some fisticuffs here if you're wanting to pursue this male-male-female
fantasy. So the most important thing is to find the female who's willing to bring her male partner into the equation if she digs your style.
Yeah. You know, I actually sort of was a little drunk once and kind of thought about it and then backed off. And I think that would have been the easiest way. The girl needs to definitely arrange it, I think.
But Joe was more interested in the M part of it, I think.
Oh, the M part.
Yeah.
Oh, the bathhouses are good for that, I think.
Joe, bathhouse is where you need to go.
Because that was exactly where I was going with my question. I was interested. I mean, and then you have to worry about the eye contact factor of all of it. And
Doug, you ever think about that?
This is getting very creepy.
I don't think eye contact is important. It's actually not gay if you don't look each other in the eye. I heard that.
It's not gay. Caden, you have had a male-male-female threesome, though, but just on camera?
Oh, yeah, I did that. Hold on. No, I totally forgot about that.
See,
yeah, that's easy to arrange.
See that on camera, it's easy to arrange. But Joe's looking for something like down in Soulard.
As opposed to the more popular male-male-female.
That's not the more popular one.
Joe, our producer Joe, I think you were talking to, he has a question. Doug, it's Danica Pierce and Jenna Rose.
Yeah, I heard that.
They're on their way from Southern California to the AVNs. Go ahead, Doug.
And so whose first lesbianic experience was it on film? Was that you, Jenna?
That was Danica,
no,
right?
My first lesbianic experience was with Danny Daniels.
Okay. Well, the growing trend here in St. Louis right now is male-male-female threesomes. And since you hadn't been on film with a woman before, have you ever engaged in a wobbly H with two males?
That's a great question.
No,
what is that?
No, I haven't.
Howard Balzer made his way into this?
A drunken Howard Balzer. A wobbly H.
Danica, Jenna, your thoughts on the male-male-female threesome that producer Joe was asking about?
Oh. Have you ever done that?
I've never done a scene with two men. I don't think I would want to, just because I like to focus on that one person. And if there's two guys, there's too much going on.
So you've never done a scene, but have you ever done it in your personal life?
Great question. We follow up.
No, actually, being in the industry has made me do all the things that I've always wanted to do in my personal life. I had my very first threesome experience, my very first girl-girl experience. It was all in the industry. I've never done any of that in my personal life.
Is that right? So you haven't had a threesome or a lesbian experience in your personal life. I find that fascinating, and I know my co-hosts do, too.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to the more popular male-male-female.
That's not the more popular one.
One of the biggest names in the game, Doug, as you know, she'll be co-hosting the AVN Awards in a little less than a month in Las Vegas at the Hard Rock Hotel, and she is going into the AVN Hall of Fame, Jessie Jane. Good morning, Jessie.
Morning. How are you?
Here's the thing. It's holiday season time, and a lot of parties going on, and I have been searching for a male-male-female threesome, and I was thinking about doing this, taping a little mistletoe over my junk and walking around at the company Christmas party, because I'm trying to find the perfect male and the perfect female to share an evening with. Do you have any suggestions how I might be able to make this happen?
Well, it looks like with your mistletoe, you already, if you hang it down there, you already have your berries.
Right up there.
Delight.
Is there any, are there any tricks to securing a male-male female threesome?
You want to know what? Yeah, you're going to have another male that's friends with another male that are like, yeah, let's tag this shit together. Oh, yeah, that's so cool.
That's, I mean, that's Joe, I think, I mean, that's a recipe right there for eroticism.
But my question is who gets to finish first then? If I'm able to secure it.
I don't know if right there, the line of questioning might have at that point gone. But great question. We'll talk about it off air.
As opposed to the more popular male, male, female.
That's not the more popular one.
Dennis Hoff from the Bunny Ranch here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, and I believe Brooke Taylor's with him. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning. Good morning.
Brooke Taylor with us also. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning.
Producer Joe, the producer of our program, has a question for Dennis Hoff and Brooke Taylor. What's going on, Joe?
My question's more for Brooke because if her show is all about fantasies. Is one of her fantasies to have two men at one time, a male-male-female threesome?
It was one of my fantasies, but I fulfilled that one.
Well, congratulations. Well done. When did that happen on the car, or was this at a different venue?
No, this was actually before I came to the venue. I'm from Illinois, just 4 hours north of St. Louis.
Oh, is that right? Where specifically in Illinois, Brooke?
Quad Cities.
Oh, all right. Very nice. And you had your male-male-female threesome in the Quad Cities?
Yes, in college. I was going to Western Illinois University, and I think it was like my 21st birthday present from the guy I was dating.
So he gave you this as a gift?
Yeah.
And he was comfortable with, potential sword-fighting situation the whole deal?
You know, they stayed away from each other in that sense. It wasn't, there was no double penetration.
We'll have to check with the FCC on the details on that. Joe, does that answer your question, or do you have any you want to follow up? Because I know you're curious about having one of these.
No, I mean, that's pretty amazing at such a young age that she was open-minded enough to share two men at one time. Did the two gentlemen...
What a delight.
Did the two gentlemen know one another in any way, or was it...
Yeah, they were
a Craigslist deal? They were friends.
No, there was no Craigslist back then, sweetie. There was no Craigslist back then. So, now I'm dating myself. But, it was just his friend, and he was open to it, I was open to it, and, you know, they stayed on separate sides of the room, and everything was crazy.
What's wrong with me, guys? I only want two girls.
I agree with you, Dennis, but our producer Joe, is really into this MMF deal.
He
and we don't understand it. Yeah, he does play soccer.
What does that have to do with it?
Exactly. You know, let me ask you this, Brooke. Was it a well-timed finish, if you know what I mean?
What are you doing, Joe? I think Stedman just dropped out
there
of somebody
was
on our
synchronized
show.
Synchronized swimming going on.
All right.
As opposed to the more popular male, male,
female.
That's
not the more popular one.
Joe, are you not releasing your soccer picks anymore?
No, I tweeted about the Arsenal Bayern Munich game.
Doug, do you like Arsenal?
And talked about it on this radio show. The over of that. But then I felt like I said on a scale of 1 to 10, that was a 9 for me.
Yeah.
On Tuesday,
the over was 2.5.
Yeah.
Yes,
score
it was
3-1. They got any goalies at all? 3-1.
And then yesterday, I had the over of AC Milan and Barcelona, but I only put that at about a 6. Yeah. So I didn't. And I had it
at 3.
What'd you say, the cat?
Nothing.
That I didn't feel as good about it, but I still played it, and so you would have ended up, relatively splitting the two bets because it ended up 2-0, and it didn't cover.
All right, so there's information.
You're all right.
But I see there are games today. I mean, you have two of the great franchises in sport playing,
three.
Manchester United and Real Madrid, and it says it's the second leg of two.
Yes, they played while we were in spring training.
Do you know what that means?
They have a two-game series, and this is the second game?
Yes, yesterday.
Well, why do we have to say it's the second leg of two?
Because you play two legs, one at home and one away.
How about a two-game series, a home and home?
Last Wednesday was the first leg.
Why would they say a leg?
No, seriously,
stop it. This is a problem, Joe.
Is it a problem? I didn't come up with it. They're just called the first and second legs. That's it.
No, but you're very powerful in the soccer community. If the terms they use were more acceptable, then we could embrace it.
I don't control it. First and second leg. That's it. And with the legs, the first and second leg, aggregate scoring will come into play. Because last week, Manchester United and Real Madrid played. It was a 1-1
game. Do you get a cheap thrill talking about the first
and
second
leg? No, I didn't
bring
it up.
I think you do, because there's a little smile on your face.
It's not a problem for me. I don't know why you get so angry.
They say these things because they think they're better than us.
When I see that Manchester United and Real Madrid are playing a game on Tuesday, March 5th, and we'll get you ready for that tomorrow.
You bet we will.
And it's a second leg of two, and the first leg tied at one. Do they play another match?
Yes. After
the second leg?
No. They're going to play at Old Trafford on March 5th. That's the second leg.
Is that another name for the soccer park?
That's the name of their stadium.
What is it?
Old Trafford.
Old Trafford. What's that mean?
That's usually like something you do to like a whore.
Oh, no.
It's the name of their stadium. I mean, we can just pick. They're going to be playing in Manchester for the second leg. Is that better?
No, because you said second leg.
You still said leg. You said leg. I heard it.
Joe, I'm listening.
I can't argue with idiots.
What's wrong with home and home or two games set?
There you go. Nice. A series.
They're going to be playing the second game of the two-game series.
And they're playing it in Spain.
No, they played the first game in Spain.
The rain in Spain falls gently.
The next one is going to be in Manchester in the stadium in which Manchester United plays their games.
Are the fans already in queue?
No, because they'll be playing other games before the championship.
So what happens if that match finishes in a 1-1 tie?
They will then go to a mini-game that day.
Doug, do you have a problem?
A mini-game.
It's right after. It's a 30-minute.
That part you're making up, right?
No, 15 and 15-minute mini game. If it ends 1-1.
When do the two teams start kissing on each other?
That's the only way that the mini game will come into play if it's 1-1.
Okay.
If it's 2-2, Real Madrid goes through.
Why?
Because of road goals. Manchester United only scored once there.
What a awful rule.
Now, Joe, I was with you. I have no problem with the different terms. Now I got a problem.
Well, mini game is okay?
I just threw out the score 1-1 just for the hell of it, thinking that even if the score were 5-5, it wouldn't matter. But apparently it matters, and Real Madrid would advance because they have more road goals.
Because of aggregate scoring, road goals are used as the tiebreaker. So, like yesterday.
Chinese arithmetic.
Yeah, it is.
Yesterday.
Hold on a second. What if it's 5-5?
Real Madrid goes through. Anything.
No. If it's 5-5 in regulation, do they still play the mini game?
No.
Automatically, Real Madrid
goes
through.
Yes, because of road goals. That's what I'm saying. The 1-1 tie after regulation would result in the minigame. If it's still tied after the minigame, then they go to penalties. But if it's 2-2 after regulation or 3-3, no matter what it is. Now, if Manchester United wins, Manchester United is through. If Real Madrid wins, they are through.
All right.
But because it was 1-1 in Madrid and the second leg is being played in Manchester, anything over 1-1 in a tie scenario would result in Real Madrid going
through.
Okay,
that's a good explanation.
Joe, somebody texted and said it's never called a minigame. Is that accurate? Or
there's got to be a fancier name for it than minigame.
Whatever you want to call it.
I mean, what do they call it?
Do they call it?
I call it a mini game.
What
it doesn't
do they
matter.
Call it?
I have no idea.
It's all just so confusing.
Why would road goals be like the
Why
key
would baseball
thing?
Teams play seven games to decide who the winner is, and only football plays one? And why would basketball have a bunch of different... No! It's just different sports and different ways that things are set up. Because Doug doesn't like it or the cat thinks it's stupid, then it's the gayest thing ever.
Yep. Joe, this guy says it's called extra time.
Okay. Extra time mini game. It's still 30 minutes. That part of it just doesn't matter to this.
I didn't know. They play two legs.
They play two legs.
The road goal thing is the only thing I'm not on board with. A lot of texts are coming in at 74697. I need to give away that Hot Shots text of the day. If anything stands out to you, just go ahead and let me know. Joe, thanks for defending soccer. Love the gays. Guys, which is gayer, the soccer player putting his hand on Joe's crotch or Joe rambling about aggregate scoring in soccer?
I didn't bring it up. Justin in Columbia is such a queer. Ask Justin in Columbia how he enjoyed that over of Arsenal and Bayern Munich, because he did play it and hit. And he thanked me, and that's fine, but you can't have it both ways here, queer.
As opposed to the more popular male,
that's
female.
That's not the more popular one.
Joe, now this thing from Clay Travis is a little fascinating look into the search engine sexual preferences of the SEC schools. Isn't it, Doug?
Yeah.
Now, here is what Clay Travis has. 30% of all internet traffic is pornography.
Really?
Yep.
That's hard to believe.
No, it's not. that's a lot of porn.
That's 3 out of 10. And
you
figure people are at work for 8 hours a day.
Yeah, a lot of them on the computer all day.
So you think they're doing that at work?
I think that number's a little high.
But everyone searches for different types of porn. We know this thanks to a Twitter follower who uncovered this fabulous website that analyzes porn search terms to determine which types of porn are the most popular, by nation or by state. You already know where this is going, right? Yep, SEC insults. And so here is what the SEC breakdown is. Kentucky is the only state in the country that has a number one search result of free gay porn.
Oh, for heaven's
sake. Tim, do you think we would be best served right now in explaining what the top searches are as a whole for this country before delving into SEC territory?
Joe, even if I didn't think it was a good idea, it's one of your final days, and I want you to take this program in whichever direction you would like to take it, sir.
The number one most searched porn subject in this country.
Doug, what do you think it is?
Scissoring like the Dickens.
I think he might be right.
He is not right. Oh. In the United States, MILF porn is most searched.
Really?
Followed by teen porn. Followed by college porn.
Hmm.
Followed by a type of dessert often served at Thanksgiving. A pie of some sort. I don't know if we're allowed to say.
Probably not.
Okay.
Blumpkin?
No, not Blumpkin pie.
I'm sticking with this topic, even if Chase is calling in. So if we can't have him, we can't have him.
Yo, dog.
Doug, just answer the phone.
Right in the middle of his answer, he took a phone call.
Can I ask a question while we're live? College porn. So they check for diplomas?
Right, yeah, so I wouldn't be eligible.
I would be afraid to check teen porn for fear that someone's under 17 and you're going to jail for
18
years.
Was the cutoff. Are you into a state where you're at 17?
We pushed Chase till tomorrow. He's got construction going on at his house, and I didn't want to interrupt this flow. pies are the number four most searched United States porn subject.
Blumpkins.
Followed by massage, Asian.
Hold on a second. Massage?
Yes, massage is the fifth most searched
porn. Doug, I don't understand that one. Do you search for that a lot?
No.
Okay.
Asian porn is six. POV is seven. Amateur is eight.
Doug, POV stands for point of view.
Oh.
That would
so,
be...
like, let's say you're over here down on your knees, and I have a camera, and I'm shooting.
Let's not say that at all.
Maybe well, I'm just giving an example to the
maybe
listener.
You're close to a suspension there.
Amateur porn is eight. Compilation porn is nine. And backdoor is 10.
Now, the pie, because I'll tell you one thing. I like a key lime pie. It's a refreshing treat after a meal.
This is more of a creamy pie.
Hmm.
So, Doug, that's the country, all right?
Okay.
That's the country as a whole.
And I'm surprised by that.
Are you?
Yeah, I think MILF is number one.
So what do you think should be number one, based on your searches?
I don't know. I don't know what should be number
one.
Okay,
but you're saying you're surprised. I'm trying to figure out.
It just seems like older women wouldn't be the number one.
Well, you have to understand, in many parts of the country, this being one of them, women give birth at a younger age. And in particular, in the SEC, most definitely. So MILF is not necessarily like 50 or 45. It's, you know, it can be 25 or something like
that. Yeah, in the porn business, at about age 27, you're already...
That's the truth. Joe, why do you think that's number one in the country?
I really have no idea. I mean, why would Canadians most be looking for Asians? That's the number one search.
We probably ought to call it. Now that we missed Chase, I feel like we missed an opportunity to ask a great question.
I'm just surprised. I would... Normally, you think of the women that are in, like, Playboy, what, their early 20s or something, and that seems to be the most popular age of nude models.
Not what you go for.
You would think that would be what most people would go for.
So here are the top 10 in Kentucky.
Good.
Number one, free gay porn.
emphasis on free or gay?
Well, that's just what the most popular search term is.
All right.
So not only gay, but free.
But also
and
free.
We're somehow tying this to
the SEC. Yeah, we're getting you ready for Missouri spring practice.
Uh-huh. Now, SEC tournament.
Well, in the SEC, I think they're probably more interested in spring practice than they are even the SEC tournament. Don't you agree on that?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. number two, college. Number three, teen. Number four, MILF. Number five, amateur. Number six, massage. This massage thing is something that's surprising me. Number seven, hentai. What is hentai?
That would be porno comics, Tim.
Doug?
What is porno comics? Comedians?
No. Like,
like Elaine Boozler.
I believe most hentai porn deals in some form of Asian...
Boy, this Asian thing is big.
It's like anime, yeah, anime. That was the thing I was looking for, like anime porn.
Doug, enema. An enema is something that people want to watch in a cartoon form.
Hentai, where does that come from? Is that Brian Henson again?
So Henshin really has a nice thing going.
Sounds like it. He made the top 10.
Number 8, lesbian. That's where my search goes. Number 9, straight. And Clay Travis notes, searching for straight porn is another sign that you might be gay. And number 10, BBW. Now, isn't that Buffalo Wild Wings?
No, I brought it up on the show the other day. Big, beautiful women.
Okay, or big
So in Kentucky, they want to see the gays and fat women. The number one search term in Tennessee.
We're going to go through every team in the league.
Don't you think that these rankings are a lot like Larry's rankings? Like they're just kind of thrown out there.
Yeah. Joe, are these credible rankings? You're telling me to go in the direction with the show, and I'm doing that.
I'm telling you, it's not that hard. You can break down the analytics of what is searched by state and all those sorts of things. This is an actual site called PornMD, the Porn Doctor, where he breaks down the search engines and what people are looking
where
for.
Where did he get his doctorate?
I don't know.
Guys, funny that MMF didn't make the top 10. I guess it's only a type of porn for gay males in love with The Bachelor. That comes from Doug's Power Bottom.
Stupid.
How do they know exactly what state you're in? If I have a laptop and I search for something in Missouri, I might search for the same thing in Illinois. How do they know what state I'm in?
Yeah, it's not that complicated.
But the IP address would change if I'm not in that state anymore.
Joe?
Well, yes, when you're picking up and you're moving from state to state, your search is going to be correlated for your, you know, wherever you happen to be.
So if you want to, like, play a joke on Illinois fans, you got to go across the river today and just search for, like, gay porn all day.
Oh, be darned. That would really get them, wouldn't it?
You're going to do that. Get some hot, get some hentai up in here.
Tennessee's number one search is MILF. Mississippi. And you would say Mississippi is racially progressive, would you?
Yeah.
Their number one search is Ebony. Their number two search is black gay.
Oh, Lord.
And then hentai number 3. This Henshin, I'll tell you what he's done. He left CBC and he started an empire.
And Mississippi's fourth most searched is BBW.
Yep.
Doug, why don't you have yourself a little hoot today? Go to a Chinese restaurant and instead of ordering the lo mein, order hentai and see what they say. And then tell us about it on the show.
I don't think I want to do that.
Now, you would say Alabama's racially progressive? Is that what most people would say?
Yeah.
Sweet home, Alabama.
Their number one search, Ebony. There must be something there. I'm sure if Sigmund Freud was still alive, he'd be able to break that down.
The state population is largely black. That's got something to do with it.
Number 2, MILF. Number 3, teen. And then it goes back to that pie situation for 4. And then hentai's in there at 9. Boy, I'll tell you this.
The world!
Georgia, number 1, Ebony. Florida, number 1, teen.
That's interesting now. You're really, really showing the contrasts.
Mm-hmm.
It's not at all ridiculous.
No.
Ebony is number 6 in Florida. Your thoughts?
I don't really have any thoughts on that whatsoever. Can we get around to Missouri and maybe wrap this up?
South Carolina.
No.
Also
can't.
Deemed racially progressive. Yeah. They have the stars and bars on the flag. It's going over well. Ebony, number 1 search.
Now, what about
Arkansas, number 1 search.
What about
Ebony?
What about Delaware?
It's and it's weird because when you look into the stands at an SEC game, it doesn't seem that diverse. But when it comes to your porn searches, they want diversity or just dominance. Louisiana, number 1 search, Ebony. You see the theme?
I don't see what you're talking about.
Missouri, however.
What? What about Missouri?
The Missouri, number 1,
no.
Teen. Number 2, college.
And what does that tell you, Tim?
Missouri likes college girls the most in the SEC. This partly explains the Mizzou miniskirt. Joe, what's the Mizzou miniskirt?
Don't you remember that when he was here, he was fascinated by the attire of the co-eds there in Columbia and some skirt, some type of skirt that the girls were wearing?
Doug, that's the Mizzou miniskirt.
Yeah. This is one writer who went and just happened to see a couple girls dressed kind of provocatively, so he's given the whole state an image now.
An image we can really monetize, though. Number 3, MILF. Number 4, that pie situation that I don't know if we can get into. And number 5, lesbian. Interesting, I think. Mississippi and Missouri tied at liking lesbians the most in the SEC. Thoughts?
I don't have any thoughts on that.
Number 6, anal. Missouri likes anal more than any other SEC state. Stedman? These are the rankings of the popular, most popular search. You just don't think...
I don't buy any of this.
You don't think it's accurate?
No! It's craziness. It's like they gave people a rundown. It was a pick which one you want, and it all of a sudden you're going to go
college?
No,
these are using analytics or some Dateline NBC audio.
You ask if she does anal. That's a question. Yep.
This show's gotten bawdy.
Number 7, amateur. Number 8, BBW. What is that again, Joe?
Big, beautiful woman, Tim. Oh, looking for a fatty.
Number 9, POV, and then 10, mom. Not MILF, but mom. Huh.
That's unsettling, is what it is.
Now, I think the thing that's most fascinating...
Joe does not like that, because that'd be like tree nut porn to him.
The thing that's most fascinating, I think, to all of us, probably, in that Missouri top 10, is that there's no hentai.
We don't even know what it is. How can you search for something that you don't know?
No ebony and no hentai for the state of Missouri.
Yep, well, there's the STL Today commenters.
We like them white, young, and fat.
Shot at the girl next door contest.
Joe was into fatties for a while,
oh,
wasn't he?
Oh, stop it, Doug. There was no
now reason. Joe draws the line on the discussion. Right there is where we will stop this.
I thought that was something that we had discussed at length.
It was something that was made up and had absolutely no factual backing.
Oh. Guys, we experienced a high volume of fat chicken gay soccer porn searches from 1998 to 2001. Sincerely, Georgia State. Mm. Doug, that comes from Rennie Knott, Here I Come. And that has just won the Hot Shots text of the day. $10 gift certificate to Hot Shots.
Why do we have to bring Rennie into this? Poor guy. And what's the Here I Come part about this?
Well, it's Ready or Not, Here I Come, so Rennie Knott here.
Oh, Lord.
And then you have to explain certain things to Doug.
Ready, not, here I come.
Where do we rank in boy dungeon searches? That's from the 314. A lot of people are curious where we rank, and I'm just trying to give you information here. Also, for no one tell, there is a gay porn movie called The Twink Whisperer. That comes from Speedo Bump.
Huh. I can't believe that you actually went through every state.
Well, I actually didn't do Texas, and I feel like I should, just to be fair.
And you didn't just do the top-ranked one. You went through... 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, he just kept going, didn't he?
Here's what Clay Travis writes. Texas is teen, Doug, just like Missouri. Yeah. So that's interesting. Don't you think that the Big 12 schools had the teen thing?
No, I would worry about the teen thing. That you're getting into the child porn arena at that point. I wouldn't suggest
so that. There was a company that bought an arena and named it the child porn?
Yes.
From the number 2, MILF 3, that pie situation. Again, that's an awkward conversation. 4, amateur. 5,
it's
college.
All an awkward conversation, Tim, but you're pretending that it's not. Doug, your thoughts.
No, because I'm comfortable with it.
I'm trying to get under the desk if I can just to kind of avoid this whole conversation.
Number 6, massage. Number 7, sure. POV. And again, it's point of view. 8, there's hentai. Yeah, so that's interesting that Missouri is the only one that didn't have hentai. I feel like there should be an explanation on that. Number 9, anal. So the Big 12 states are also into anal. That's interesting, Clay writes. Number 10, ebony.
The only worthwhile part of this is if Doug does, in fact, go to a Chinese restaurant and tries to order a large hentai.
I actually don't know what hentai is.
I don't either.
That's sincere.
It's cartoon.
So you knew about it?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Are you into it? Be honest with me. Are you into it?
To be honest with you, every once in a while I will try to find
what?
Out.
Oh, right up.
Well. Like Lois Griffin porn.
Doug, yeah, Lois Griffin.
What? Yeah, Lois. Who's that?
Look, it's Doug.
Who's Lois Griffin?
From Family Guy.
And you want to see her get the high hard one?
Well, yeah, if they draw it like it looks like her. A lot of them are, they it
or
doesn't
else it's
look
not
like
the
her.
Same.
No, it's not. But if some of them are really good, it looks like her. But if Seth MacFarlane would do a R-rated Family Guy movie where she gets naked, I guarantee he'd sell millions of copies.
Really?
Amazing to me.
Joe, you don't believe this?
No, trust me, I believe it. And that's the worst part.
She's hot.
Do you like Star Wars too?
No.
Okay.
Star Wars is not animated, is it, Doug?
No, but I'm just trying to put some of the characteristics of people who would enjoy watching cartoon pornography.
Just Lois Griffin and that chick from American Dad.
Iggy, if they were ranking your preferences, would hentai be in the top 10? Being honest, question.
Top 10 of my searches?
Yeah.
Probably. First, oh. I go with
Doug,
Joe.
No, hentai is not my top 50.
No, I was wanting your reaction.
I'm at a loss for words based on the fact that somebody that I've worked with enjoys watching anime. It's just weird. It's not real.
Well, I love the Sunday night animation on Fox, and if you can see some of them naked, it's not bad.
They're not real. This isn't like watching Revenge and being like, ooh, Emily Van Camp. Wonder if I can find her naked somewhere.
Doug, I don't know what that part meant right there.
I don't know what any of this is all
about.
She's
on Revenge. She's a very attractive young... I mean, like, Iggy's watching, Marge Simpson and wondering whether she's got a landing strip or not. It's
weird. She did on Playboy. she was in Playboy, and they did a... That shows you how popular it is. She was on the cover. Marge Simpson was on the cover and had a layout in Playboy.
Very odd.
I didn't know
stuff.
That.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that?
No.
I think
Marge Simpson is a cartoon character.
I believe so.
We're
yeah,
talking blue hair, the whole deal.
I'm bringing it in tomorrow. She was on the cover, and it's one of the most... they sold more copies of this than I think it was like five all time.
Carpet matched the drapes?
No, it wasn't.
I know.
It's producer Joe. He'll be gone
Jake
in 3 days.
Jake Long is the answer.
I'm
Jake
surprised
Long
there was no.
This line.
Are you familiar with Dancing Bears?
Grateful Dead?
What?
No, Dancing Bears.
Grateful Dead.
It's almost like bachelorette parties where male strippers show up but the girls get into it.
Doug, is that true?
I don't know. Oh.
What are we talking about?
I remember Dancing Bear on Captain Kangaroo. Remember that? They had Dancing Bear.
Dancing
Mr. Green Jeans would come out and say, hey, where's Mr. Moose? Where's Dancing Bear? And out they'd come and dance.
I don't think any of this happened on Green Jeans.
Dancing Bear is a little sticker you put on your car to let other people know you enjoy pot brownies, right?
That's how I, and patchouli. That's what I always had interpreted as.
Mel, you wouldn't want to see my searches on my computer.
No, I wouldn't.
I've already given you two.
Doug Hentai is one of Iggy's.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me. Henshin, since you guys brought him up, sent us a link for South Korea from his homeland.
How's South Korea? What are they into over in South Korea? Doug, what do you think they're into in South Korea?
I don't
know. Number one, Korean porn.
What a shock. What a stunning turn of events.
Number
two. Wait, hold on. So we've been talking about this, and Henshin did a little research and sent in a call from his homeland.
Number two, Korea. Number three, Chinese. Number four, Japan. Number five, Dookie.
Excuse me? It's in reference to a college basketball powerhouse.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not. The actual word isn't Dookie that's on there. It's the S word.
We get it. I think we got it.
Number six, Gay Korean. Number seven,
yeah,
Asian.
Yeah, I get that. That's one of my top ten.
Number eight, Mother. Number nine, Toilet.
Oh.
And number ten, Pooping.
I just think I think Louis Delmas is the answer. I mean, you're not just losing Quentin Michael, you're losing Craig Dahl. Somebody's got to come in here and play center field. Delmas is here. Get him signed. Don't let him leave town.
We can't get too detailed, but we can say he prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet. I have to leave it at that.
And also,
are you familiar with sharking?
Doug?
No.
I'm surprised Henshin didn't have that, because sharking is huge in the porn industry in Asia.
I'm learning things today.
Plus, where Asians just walk around the streets, and it's real, and they just pull down Asian girls' pants and film it.
That's called sharking.
Why would that be sharking?
I think that's called, in this country, assault, and you end up in jail. It's not frowned upon in that country.
It's amazing how different... people view pornography around the world.
Yeah, I wonder what they're into in the Middle East.
Probably Middle Eastern porn.
You think so?
Yes.
Why do you answer the question? Why do
we
you
were
even
surprised. Here's Henshin's weighing in from the Pacific Rim. Well, imagine like, this. They like Pacific Rim porn.
In,
of course.
In Egypt, okay. They are into Arab teen cutie. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, Arab. Number three, futanaria.
Doug, it's a futon thing. I had a few of those rendezvous in 95.
Number four is Egypt kitten. Number five, hijab.
And I assume that's short for a manual stimulation
term. You're probably talking about things that could get us kicked off the air. William Hayes
sooner than
Hayes is not spectacular.
Sooner than July.
He had seven sacks. Go ahead, sign him up. I'm all for the signing.
Six, Mom.
He's part of the rotation on the D-line. Yes, it's a good signing.
Can he up that total?
Well, I hope.
Seven, Egypt.
Four reps.
Eight, Japan bus.
Now, that's Yulong interesting,
Dunbar
isn't it?
was a nice addition to the squad.
Nine, Brazzers.
What's that? We lost Bradley Fletcher yesterday, and you're talking about Brazzers?
The Brazzerie?
Ah!
At Dairy Queen?
And 10, Friends Hot Mom.
That's in Egypt. And they like Japan's hot buses? That's got to mean something.
I don't know. I just think Paul Boudreau can work with the O-line. He'll coach him up. He'll get him a good wide base. Don't worry about this.
You're
stuff.
Fighting a good fight this morning, Doug. I'm with you. I don't think you can stop this train, though.
No.
Joe is leaving. He knows it. And he's fascinated by this topic.
This is the stupidest conversation we've ever had. And that covers a lot of ground, my friend.
Romania's number one porn search is Mom and Son.
Oh. Now, I would have thought that would have been more prominent in the SEC.
Scott Wells, keep him healthy. He'll play well for you. We just didn't see the real Wellsy. So I guess we're done with that. I guess we pretty much covered it.
Hungary is very, very interested in proper skin care for the face.
Yeah.
Their number one is facial, and then their number two is mom and son.
969-059.
Their number seven search in Hungary is grandpa gay. Gay grandpa.
It got worse. Oh. Doug, it got worse.
Boy, there's a national disgrace for you.
Doug, you're disappointed that
Christmas. How will they live that down when the Olympics come up?
We're disappointed that Steiner didn't come back last night. The reports were he was coming back, Doug.
Well, at least we've gone through all the countries now. So we don't have to do this anymore.
The SEC was bad enough. Yeah.
I mean, I think the biggest shame has to be Hungary and Grandpa Gay in the top 10.
It's a national shame. It's why a lot of people try to get the hell out.
Maybe they don't have many computers, so it was one guy, and that was good enough to get in the top 10.
Guys, this is the best show ever. Thanks. It comes from Grandpa Gay.
That's followed by Korean Gay in Hungary. Something called Woodman is number 5.
Don't ask about that.
Scatting is number 4.
Oh. Now, that Mel Torme, he could scat.
How is it? How do you do that? That's kind of scat.
That's good, clean fun.
Yeah.
Good for you, Doug Vaughn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that Mel Torme, he could scat.
Great segment, everybody.
Yeah.
I felt good about it, Tim.
Chaser had construction, and what we did, we looked at the defense, and we said, we're going to call an audible, and I'm proud of the work we just did.
You're listening to Swope's Picks on InsideSTL.com.
And we're pleased now to be joined by the great Prod Joe. Joe, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. So we're having you on to talk about MMFs. What were the origins of the MMF question? Was it something you were legitimately pursuing, or was it kind of an inside joke with another member of the show, or maybe like a friend?
Honestly... It just kind of happened, I think, more than anything else. I've never had any desire, nor do I have any desire to engage in an MMF.
So you've never shipped an MMF?
No. I've never had any desire. I just think it was more funny than anything else. It was just, I think, something that kind of would catch people off guard more than anything.
So you asked Rondo. I don't know if that was the first one. That's where we start off the sode. So that was just a shtick that you came up with on your own just to kind of throw the Rondos of the world off their game?
Well, I mean, I think it was Rondo, I believe, was the first one. And I mean, I think you kind of have to look at who the subject was in this case. It was like a college kid. So you're somewhere between 18 and 22. I think he was probably 20 or 21 years old when we did it. I think he was a junior. And so, but 20 or 21 years old, I guess, in that area. And, you know, here was a guy who was shooting his own YouTube videos in his dorm room, and his bedding had the Power T on it. And, hey, here's a guy who's really wound super tight and probably doesn't get naked too often with girls and is gonna take whatever you say as being a serious question or a serious thing. And so... it was just more kind of, hey, I'm going to ask him if you had to have an MMF with, you know, yourself and a former Tennessee quarterback, you know, who would it be? And I think I asked him if it was T. Martin, and did I throw Peyton in there too?
Yeah, it was
too?
T. Martin and Peyton Manning. I mean, I think you went back further with a couple other ones, but those were the two.
Well, no, it was just kind of a random thing more than anything else. It was, hey, you know, you're going to share a girl, you know, who's it going to be with? And that's kind of what came out. There wasn't a whole lot of thought in it.
And then it kind of became a recurring question. It was the AVNs, you know, the lead up to the AVNs. Yeah. And you had lots of adult actresses. And your run at TMA ended around the time of the Man, the Woman press conference. And it was the day before that was the infamous deep dive on porn search analytics.
Oh, sure, sure.
What do you remember about that kind of your lame duck time? What was ultimately the day that you decided, oh, I got to get off this ship, I got to get out of here?
Well, no.
What was your thought process around that time?
Well, I told Tim on March 1st, I guess it was, because it was a Friday, and I was about to head back to Atlanta that weekend. And there was just a lot of weird stuff radio-wise. And, I mean, if you look at it, they were at 590 when I left. They had now gone to another station, and they're back at 590 again. There was just a lot of stuff going on that I was getting a little bit older. You know, I'm not 60 in orange, but I was getting a little bit older, and it was, you know, there was, I just wasn't really happy anymore with the instability with the radio world. You know, I loved working with Tim and Doug and Jim, but, then you have, you know, a phone salesman by a radio station, and it was great timing.
So you had this magic last couple of days where, you know, I think Chase was the booked guest and Tim was like, no, this is the way we want to go with this. We're going to let Joe have his steer it in whatever direction he wants to go. And it started with a Clay Travis column and we went through the SEC. And then I think it was Henshin texted in a link that gave the countries.
I'm interested in analytics and how things work, no matter what it is, whether it's, you know, SEC, football fans and what they search for on Pornhub or anything else. But, you know, it's just you start looking at it and I don't know. It was an interesting thing for me just to kind of to look at. And then you start getting into the countries. Yes. And you've got a lot of repressed countries, and then you start looking at what are those people searching for? What are they looking for if they have internet access to begin with, I suppose.
And Hungary, so it was just kind of Hungary had Grandpa Gay. That was,
yeah. Yeah. And there was an overwhelming amount of gay searches involved in all of this, but like a lot of it would have to do with ethnicity and gay. So,
right.
You know, you're looking for Spanish gay men or, you know, Latino gay men or whatever. And it was just like, I don't know. I the idea of searching for pornography to begin with is an odd thing to me.
And there was a lot of hentai. I think everyone was confused.
Oh, by the anime the stuff?
Hentai. And then...
Hold on. What's hentai? Is that different than anime?
I think that's along the lines of anime.
Okay, so like cartoon characters banging each other.
And I think you had a real problem with it. And then Iggy revealed that he was kind of into it in the context
of
like the Fox Sunday night TV lineup. And you had, yes. You had a real problem with that. As well.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, number one, it's odd to me that the old guy is really into weird anime porn, but and anyone into anime porn, whether you're 18 or you're 58, it's odd to me that pornography, I suppose, serves a purpose of releasing. You know, it's a scheduled emptying, and that's it. You know, that it's just an odd thing. I don't get it. I especially cartoon pornography is really weird. And I guess there would be a, I suppose you could start looking if there's like searches for, gay cartoon porn too. I suppose it would kind of wrap everything together.
Shifting gears a little bit, I did enjoy your recent appearance where you kind of broke down the postmortem on the national team. And I do recall, or I included in this sode, when you kind of explained the concept of second leg, aggregate, and away goals. And it was funny because like McKernan, like Doug and Kat are giving you trouble the entire time, but Tim is on board with it. And then as soon as you explained the away goals, Tim jumped off. He's like, I was with you the whole time, but now you're talking, I was with you through road kit, but now you're talking about away goals. And now I got a ship.
I've never used the word kit ever. And I think that was more of the Kat getting into, I've got my road kit or whatever it is. And, you know, if the United States would have ended up finishing in fourth place, they would have ended up playing, a home and away against what is, Australia now, that maybe it all could have come full circle and they would have had to try and grasp the entire setup for what was going to take place with it all. But it's trying to talk to people who have zero interest in something, yet you're not the one bringing up the conversation to begin with, just so that they can poke a little bit of fun. It's fine. And I don't get, real perturbed about it, but yes, that aggregate and away goals, I think, throws quite a few people for a loop.
I thoroughly enjoyed someone trying to explain it to a bunch of people that didn't want to understand it. Like to me, it made yeah. for a great radio, even if it was annoying to you.
No, I mean, I get it. You know, and listen, there's a lot of people who can't stand to listen to anything about hockey, or there's people who don't like listening about baseball. But there's sports that, you know, you kind of understand one way or another if you live in America, and that because the way MLS is set up, and heck, that only started in 1996, and I guess the Steamers and, you know, whatever indoor soccer, they weren't super worried about aggregate scoring and, you know, away goals. It was just, it's set up in a playoff fashion, and I guess MLS playoffs now have it, but it's not something that really comes about. And, you know, I mean, imagine trying to explain promotion and relegation to somebody when it's all taking place. Like, I think people kind of grasp it, but don't necessarily understand, you know, what a 6-point game could end up being, because right, they don't look at it that way.
So on the topic of the old, you say you haven't listened to the old stuff. Do you have archives? I know I've talked to Jay Boyd about stuff that would be like pre-2009. Do you have any? I know D-Bear hooked me up with the Ask Tony archives. Do you have any of that?
I'm in our office right now, and I've got all kinds of, I'm just pulling them out. I got like Morning Grind 2-year anniversary shows and all kinds of different interviews. They're all on CD, which is even neater.
Right.
But yeah, I've got all kinds of old stuff.
I'd definitely be interested in getting a copy of that, just for the purposes. I know there's a lot of fans that do go back to 2004 and they like the Martin era. I mean, I love the non-gay era, because that's the Stedman era.
Yeah. You know, the non-gay era started without Stedman. So the non-gay had no idea who Stedman was until we moved back to 590, because the non-gay started at 1380 with us. And so, like, yeah, I mean, I
guess I didn't realize Stedman was off between 2007 to 2000 until you came back. So that was a pretty long gap then.
Yeah, he stayed at 590 in the switchover, or the, you know, the what is it, musical chairs, when you're just kind of bouncing from and hoping that there's something that's left for you at the end of the music.
Right.
That Stedman actually stayed at 590, and so he came back. That we had quite a few different board operators actually at 1380. Heck, Iggy was our board operator for a little bit there. There was a time when there was a whole bunch of people that were involved in the show, and you would expect with that many people involved, it would have been better, but it wasn't.
But I think it being bad worked into its advantage, because it wasn't about sports. It was about the character. It was an ensemble cast. It wasn't a plot-driven show. And I think with those characters, I mean, I think Stedman, just the relationship he had with Tim, and just the kind of unspoken, he knew what to play, like, without really much of any kind of prompt. And then
he didn't talk to anybody, you know, like, so I sat, like, I don't know, 3 feet away from him for, I guess if you wanted to add it all up, probably 5 years, give or take. And he wasn't much interested in talking to anybody at any time about anything. Even in a social setting, he wasn't real talkative. He just wasn't a talker. And, you know, when you've got 5 people who won't shut the hell up about anything at any time, having a quiet guy ends up probably being pretty good.
But he spoke with his drops. I mean, that was
his
calling
card. Yeah. Yeah, and he's kind of like a robot.
The famous Symphony of Drops, I think, when the show was off the air and kept coming back off and on, and eventually it just became, you know, like a 4 or 5 minute Stedman, you know, Symphony of Drops. I mean, that, I feel like the show advanced at that moment. Like, that, it became a better thing after that Symphony of Drops. I feel like he advanced the concept of what the morning after could be in that moment.
You know, And I don't know if you've ever talked to Tim or anybody about it, but when you're doing a remote and it drops and you're on the end that's supposed to be doing something, you know, you're meant to be talking about something and it dies, and you look at this piece of machinery and you realize that it's dead, it's incredibly frustrating. And if I'm just a listener to somebody and something just goes dead, then it's frustrating for a listener too, especially if you're in the middle of something that you're actively listening to. That having Stedman being able to at least make you chuckle about it, that, you know, like, all of a sudden here comes something that has zero to do with what's actually happening. But if you've listened to the show enough, you hear it and you realize what's actually taking place. And it becomes a little bit funnier at that point.
Right.
Albeit still very frustrating if you're on the live end of it. But yeah, he was absolutely fantastic.
All right, Brad Joe, we appreciate you taking the time. I will be in touch to get a copy of those archives. And
just let me know.
Anything else you want to address while I got you on the air?
Anything else? You, whatever, man. This was something.
You're listening to Swope's Picks on InsideSTL.com.
Swope here, reminding you that all episodes of Swope's Picks are available for download at InsideSTL.com. You can also find Swope's Picks on iTunes in the comedy section under S for Swope. Once again, I'd like to thank producer Joe for joining us.
Well, get on with it, motherfucker.
Get on with it, motherfucker.
Well, get on with it, motherfucker.
Thank you for listening to Swope's Picks. Enjoy the match.
Feeling a little randy.
How do you feel about the
undercarriage shrubs of a bear?
Feeling a little randy.
Doy.
Everyone feeling a little randy.
I've told you before, I've got some promiscuous coworkers.
Let's just get right down to men being moist.
I'm a submissive bottom. When you yelled at me during the game, I knew that I had to have you inside me.
Get naked. Boy, your dad's seen every inch of me.
So we need something different to manually stimulate each other as well. Big purple dillies.
Doy.
He pulled his penis out on me, obviously.
Doy.
She just fell for a threesome just like that.
That's crazy.
Is it that easy
Some
now?
Some stranger walked by with a penis and she fell for it just like that.
Oh, give me a break. That's a bunch of garbage and we all know it.
Well, you got a brother and sister banging, so it's not like it's out of the ordinary to have an aunt.
Where was this? But I was dating Chris Kirkpatrick at the time. Sure you were. Insane.
Got any pics? Feeling a little randy.
Dad's hooking up with dad.
Hey guys, stay woke.
I'm woke. And some of the dads are in line.
Not a lot of bush, but a lot of dong.
How are y'all preparing yourselves for them?
Like dudes going out behind the batting cages and handing each other off?
And he said, come here, I want to show you something. I thought there was maybe a hot spring in there.
Get naked.
And all the hot dads dancing with me.
Let me moisten them, boy.
The splatter goes everywhere.
Okay.
And swallows of milkshake.
Oh, he had a curved penis. Okay.
We cleared it up. Doug is a sissy.